That used to be the old machine shop. My dad worked in there.
I'm on a drive with DePue Mayor Eric Bryant. He's mayor of the village of about 2,000 people along the Illinois River in Bureau County.
This bridge right here goes over where the rail tracks, railroad tracks used to be. Bring ore here and then take zinc out.
For almost 8 decades, DePue was an industry village. Rail cars full of metals would roll into town, and workers for the company New Jersey Zinc produced materials used for automobiles and household appliances. Through a series of mergers, CBS Viacom purchased the company outright. North of the village, Gulf and Western opened a factory along Route 29 and made fertilizer. Mobil Chemical took over the plant about 40 years ago. But in the late 80s and early 90s, Mobil Chemical and New Jersey Zinc closed, and shortly after that, demolished their buildings and left. Today, the village looks different. When New Jersey Zinc left, they left behind a 570,000-ton slag pile of heavy metals in the middle of town. The result is elevated levels of zinc, lead, arsenic, as well as ammonia in the groundwater and surface water. The entire village is a Superfund site. Bryant is taking me to one of the most contaminated areas in town.
When the plant was running, water coming through here, better, you know, real pretty orange and blue. Yeah, we thought it was pretty neat. Kids, we have no clue what was going on.
We then drove to the fenced-off Mobil Chemical site that looks like a single hill about 100 acres big. This is the phosphogypsum stack, which is a residue left over from making fertilizer. Phosphogypsum is best known as wallboard, or the white material used to build homes. The material isn't being used because some of the ore is too radioactive for home use. The ExxonMobil project site has been repurposed as a landfill. The stack is covered with several grasses.
You got it all, so it comes down into this lake, and it drains into a leaching area, and it goes into the water treatment plant. And it's treated, and then it is pumped into the river. It's too contaminated to put into a stagnant pool of water.
As the mayor and I drive from the site, Bryant says the citizens of DePue are frustrated with the progress that's been made. He says the village is being managed rather than cleaned and fixed.
The Illinois EPA sues the Mobil and CBS. And everybody's thinking, oh great, you know, something's finally going to be done. Well, 18 years later, they haven't done anything. They haven't cleaned up anything. The lake gets worse and worse. They've been to meeting after meeting after meeting. You know, that gets old.
But there are some residents who decided to stay. Nick and Beth Potoff even decided to move back to the village and build a home 3 years ago.
It was exciting for the community people. They were driving by every day to see what was new. And to this day, when I say, well, we live in DePue, why do you live there? And, we built a house.
They said the decision to move back wasn't easy. Nick says he could tell Beth wanted to live in her hometown. She has her memories here, even though some of them involve a black slag pile in the middle of town.
When I was in track in high school, we would run past there, and there would be this greenish, bluish, neon-looking water. I would always, try to, tiptoe around it.
Both CBS Viacom and ExxonMobil and the state EPA say they are still in the investigative phase of the cleanup process. All parties say the Superfund process is lengthy and bureaucratic. CBS and Exxon declined a recorded interview. In the village of DePue, the Potoffs and Mayor Eric Bryant wait and hope something gets done.
This is where I was born and raised. This is my hometown, you know, so I'd like to see it get back up on its feet and be a nice, prosperous little town like it used to be.
Now, the IEPA is working with residents and collecting soil samples around the community to get a clearer picture of the cleanup that needs to be done. I'm Lee Strupinger.